It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
Sponsored by nobody.
Now, I think something happened the day that we were out, I guess, Trey, with the computer in here because
It lost it?
Yeah, something's going on. I mean, where it's moving slow, can't get a lot of info there. But anyway, the Greenbrier Classic is something that I would say look out for. I can't get the times on it, but I know it's on CBS. And usually it goes from about 2 till 6 o'clock. Or, you know, 2 to 5 or so.
And my golfer, who shot a 64 on the first day,
Webb Simpson,
is 5 over today. He's at 1 under, and the cut has moved. It's at 1 under still, but I thought he was in the clear. He was like third.
How many holes does he have left?
He's through 14 right now.
Oh, boy. He still has some room for error.
He has a 3, a 4, listen to a Trey. 5, and a 3. So hopefully he can birdie 17, which is a par 5 and par out, and he'll make it.
Yeah. But I'm sure you can catch it on.
Ken Duke's going to make the cut, isn't he?
Ken Duke missed it. Well, no, he has 3 holes left, and he's at plus 2.
Oh, come on, Ken.
So both your golfers might miss it. But David Lingmerth, is that your Arkansas guy?
Yeah, buddy.
He's in the clubhouse at 3 under, so that could be a point for you. Billy Horschel is in the clubhouse at 1 under.
Yes.
So he's on the cut line right now. And Webb Simpson is at 1 under, but he's not in the clubhouse yet.
Right.
Wow.
And on the Golf Channel today until probably 5 o'clock. And then, like I said, CBS – tomorrow, Sunday, somewhere around 2 to 6. Now, moving on, we talked a lot about UFC 162, and that's Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman is the main event there. Now, I don't know if you guys caught this when Michael was talking about it, but he was talking about the FX, you know, time or whatever. This is something I haven't seen before, and maybe UFC, this is something new they're doing to draw more viewers in, but as we know, the main events are pay-per-view, but they have Facebook, where you can go on Facebook at 6 o'clock and start watching the fights, and then you can go over to FX at 7 o'clock and watch them, and the main event starts at 9 o'clock on pay-per-view.
Social media.
Yeah. So look out for that tomorrow night. And then
if we order UFC, do we get to count that as work-related? Because it's probably like $150, right?
It's not quite that much. It's about half that, though. So I don't know. Talk to the higher-ups, and let's see if we can make that happen.
We're just all coming to your house to watch it, right?
Come on. Come on.
And then tomorrow morning you have the Wimbledon women's final.
Yep.
Sabine Lisicki and Mariam Bartoli. That's ESPN 8 a.m. And then on Sunday, you got the men's final, Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray having a chance as the home countrymen once again to try to get the win and bring it back home to England. And that's my pick there, the Wimbledon finals on the men and women's sides.